Today we're speaking with Bryony Stevens, a nutritionist working with World Vision. Bryony is speaking with us as areas of 9 countries spanning West Africa's Sahel region and the more than 18 million of the people that live in them plunge deeper and deeper into a worsening food crisis. Bryony, this sounds like a very worrying situation. Now, the UN is saying that this is not yet a famine, but just a severe food and nutrition crisis. What does this mean for those affected?
You're right. What we're seeing in West Africa is quite worrisome. Famine occurs when malnutrition rates reach a certain level, and without immediate intervention, we will see a famine occur. This essentially means that people are running out of food, and there is unlikely to be a sufficient harvest to replenish food stocks at any time soon due to the lack of rain. So the situation is becoming quite desperate. With limited food supplies and often only one main crop, people A, aren't eating enough, and B, aren't eating a balanced diet with the right nutrients. This leads to malnutrition, particularly in most vulnerable groups, such as children.
And how is malnutrition picked up?
Malnutrition is picked up when the mother travels to the health centre, often supported by World Vision, and this is what we are doing in Niger. Often the mother will walk for hours, if not days, and once she reaches this health centre, the child will be measured, so they will be weighed, and the middle upper arm circumference will be measured to determine the level of malnutrition.
So once malnutrition has been diagnosed, what can be done?
It depends on the form of malnutrition, though a common treatment, and what we are doing in West Africa, is starting the child on a course of supplementary food or therapeutic food. The therapeutic food that we use in West Africa is Plumpy Nut. Plumpy Nut is a peanut paste, which is quite sweet, so it's easy for the child to consume. Also, if we identify pregnant and lactating women, we will also provide a supplementary food for these women as well, and support them with breastfeeding for the children. They will then be assessed at different intervals.
So what can Kiwis do to help those facing malnutrition in West Africa, Bryony?
World Vision is operating an emergency response in communities across West Africa. This includes establishing clinics and distributing food aid to those in need, as mentioned. $60 will help us feed a child for 4 months and could well save the child's life. So we're asking Kiwis to give if they can. The situation is critical, and if we don't act now, we will be seeing a famine. So people can go online to donate at worldvision.org.nz, or they can phone 0800 95000.
Thanks, Bryony. Yeah, an urgent appeal indeed. Those details again are worldvision.org.nz or 0800 95000 to give to the World Vision West Africa appeal and help save a child's life today.